This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get into the NFL Blitz if everyone is seated appropriately.
Let's get this Blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more. All right. We might as well. Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Michael.
Michael, are you and Roberto now appropriately seated and ready to do this?
Oh, we are good to go, my friend.
What happened?
Went back to get some food, and I kind of spilled a little bit of it, so I just had to clean it up. A lot of food back there.
Okay, that's lovely for you. Carry on.
Hey, I was here.
Will you please?
All right, question one. Got a quote from Booger McFarland. Now, as great as that game was... No.
I don't care.
No, as great as that game was, the broadcast was not great. But Booger McFarland, high-scoring game last night, he said, this is the new NFL regarding last night's Chiefs and Rams game. You agree with that?
Yes. But again, it's a Booger quote, so it's like the simplest form of statement. In order for them to stop the run, they got to stop the run. Oh, thanks, Booger. Yeah, of course it's the new NFL. Where you been? That's not some new take. That's not something that's even an added incentive to listen to the broadcast. Duh. Oh, I hate that broadcast. Next.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said Booger quote. I should have just said, is this the new NFL, and get your response to
well,
that.
Yes, but move along.
Have to ask you this. Been talking about the Lions game, but overall, for people that didn't hear, what did you make of Ron Rivera going for two?
I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was absolutely asinine. And you know what it was more than anything? I think Rivera admitted by making that move, his team didn't care about that game. You know, if it's the NFC title game, does he go for two there? No. You know, if that's a game they got to have to make the playoffs, does he go for two there? No. I think he knew his team didn't have it. He knew his team played like ass. Cam was terrible. The team lacked emotion, lacked execution. And you know what? I thought it was a ridiculous decision. Completely and utterly.
Fury touchdown.
Got three teams I'm going to list for you right here. I want you to give me the biggest surprise this season between the three of these teams. The Bears, the Colts, the Texans. Biggest surprise
Bears.
Between those three and why?
It's Bears. Well, I mean, just their overall record, and they're in first place. They're not just competing for a wild card, and the defense has gone from being good top 10 unit to scary most weeks. I'm still a little worried about when the Bears play big-time quarterbacks, but there's only a few of those in the league. Colts are about what I thought they'd be. They're a fringe playoff team. They got a soft schedule. The Colts are my sleeper in the AFC to actually get in. Texans are what they are. Now, I'm surprised they came back from an 0-3 start, but the Texans are, you know, they're pretty good. But I think they have warning track power. The Bears, I'm just surprised they took this big a step forward.
Now, the opposite. Team that took a step back this year.
Oh, the Giants.
Well, no, not only the Giants.
I'm only kidding.
Quote from Malcolm Jenkins that came out about 20 minutes ago. This was posted. Eagles as a team didn't have a lot of fight in their loss, and he said he was, quote-unquote, embarrassed with how they played from an effort standpoint. Is that a team with the Eagles who, Super Bowl hangover, maybe they're just not as good? Or is there more to it, like Malcolm Jenkins, where there's seriously an effort issue if they're getting blown out like they did?
Oh, I think what's ailing the Jags is ailing the Eagles. I mean, for them, they had a wild ride and won a Super Bowl. They got hot, won it with their backup. You know, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. But they got the magical trick, right? They come back this year, they haven't looked right from go. And I think their coaching staff getting poached didn't really help. With DeFilippo leaving and Reich leaving, but the Jags are every bit as disappointing. They didn't win it. They're supposed to be hungry. I'd go Jags as... I thought the Jags would regress because I hate Bortles. The Eagles is a bit surprising, though. So it's fine if you want to go top of the list with them, but I think Eagles and Jags are 1-2 there. They're both disasters.
Overreaction or not, Andrew Luck is really this good again. When I say this good, he's playing MVP level football.
Remember when I did my quarterback show this summer and you made fun of me because I had Andrew Luck at number four? Well, I'd hold up a finger that says you're number one. Dude, he's awesome. And David's not here today, so I don't have to listen to his nonsense about hating Andrew Luck. But Andrew Luck is awesome.
Colored is fine.
And you know what? Now you're seeing what Andrew Luck looks like when he's got a little bit of talent around him. Just something. They're in a West Coast offense. They're getting the ball out quick. And the offensive line's really good. He's every bit this good, man.
Speaking of this good, and from a quarterback perspective, Aaron Rodgers this year threw 10 games, 19 touchdowns, one interception, thrown for over 3,000 yards, passer ratings like 103.
But they're not winning.
That's what I'm going to say. Is it any fault of Rodgers, though? You almost feel bad for him where he's playing this well, 19 touchdowns, one pick, and the team around him is just awful?
I mean, yes, to a certain extent, but they've also lost a number of games in the 20s. If they were losing games in the 30s every week, I might feel different. I like their young receivers. Obviously, Devontae Adams is a star. Running game isn't where it needs to be. O-line's not where it needs to be. But I don't know, Mike. I just kind of feel like they should have a couple more W's. And, you know, the Seattle game. And can it be both? Can I say, hey, I feel bad for the guy because he doesn't have enough help. But on the other end, I go, those numbers are better than the actual. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, that's not allowed.
Okay,
no,
fair. Fair.
Well, I'm going to make an exception and do a Lions question in this blitz because this came out from NFL.com earlier today. They posted the draft order right now. NFL draft order, the Lions will be picking 11th.
Yeah, they screwed themselves.
And they listed the biggest needs in the following order for the Lions. Defensive back, edge rusher, tight end.
Yeah.
Do you think those three are accurate in terms of their biggest three needs?
I'd flip-flop the secondary with the defensive line. And I got a little bit of a deeper dive on that in the podcast, episode 2. Download it tomorrow. Shameless plug. The point is, if you're in the top 5 or 6, you can go get Greedy Williams from LSU, who's the best corner in the country. And then you can pair him with Darius Slay. I'm just a big believer in today's NFL. The only stops you're going to get are from your D-line getting to the quarterback. But guess what? Sitting at number 11, you're not going to get the best corner and you're not going to get the best edge rusher. So congratulations. Nice win over Carolina. Keep screwing yourself.
Essentially, you might as well just go offense.
Yeah.
It's right around where Eric Ebron was picked, but oh wait.
Well, no, here's
he was shipped to the Colts and now he's a stud.
Right, well, here's what's going to happen with them. They're going to win too many games. They won't even be picking 11.
Yeah.
Watch, they'll be picking down at 17 or 18 and you got to hope you hit a gem. Why not make it easy? Go get the best guys. Nah, they got to go out and beat Carolina 20-19 and that nonsense.
It's like the research. They're always somehow 7-9 or 9-7. Never even.
Yep.
They're never even 8-8. They're always like one of the two where they're straddling mediocre, but not really there.
No, they're never actually really good. They've been really good once in my life, and it'd be 2014, where they were a good football team.
All right, last one for you. Wanted to check in on the Super Bowl odds that were posted earlier today. Do you agree with these for the top three? Saints, 2-1.
Ooh.
Rams, 3-1. Chiefs, 7-2. Do you agree with those odds? Is that the right order you'd put it in right now? I know you're big on the Saints.
If you don't get the Saints out of that dome, they're good. It's just those odds are so short, it doesn't really interest me to do it. You know what I mean?
Those were followed by the Steelers and the Patriots at 4-5.
What were the Steelers offhand, you remember?
I believe they were like 4.5, 5-1.
It's not terrible. But no, I don't have a major problem with it. Where are my Superchargers after that terrible loss to the Broncos?
Yeah, they were top. They were, I think, 6th or 7th.
Okay.
Lions were not up there.
Thank you for
although
that.
A lot of people, I think the percentage-wise, though, they give the Lions, most places give the Lions between like a 6 and 10% of making the playoffs.
It's 7 according to 538.
Yeah.
And that's the number I would trust most. 7%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.